And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. Pete Gray still out of the studio, continuing that big Montana adventure, but Corey and I are going to be hanging out, talking fishing with you for a couple hours, and man, do we have a great guest. Captain Rick Slavkin from the Oceanside 95. We're going to be talking bluefin, inshore, offshore. The fish have been biting, and we're going to talk to you about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You stay tuned. 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's going to be a fun morning. That's a busy landing this morning, man.
It's finally feeling like the way that it's supposed to feel.
It looks like it's supposed to be
happening this morning. You know, lots of boats coming and going, and bluefin getting sorted at the top of the dock, and the processors are busy, and I'm sure there's nothing more music to Rick's ears than hearing dock carts, you know, clanging down the planks on the dock at Point Loma Sport Fishing in a busy morning. And I'm sure, Rick, you're just fine with that noise this morning, huh?
Oh, good morning, Rick.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Buddy.
It's music to my ears. It's been a tough year and a tough year for us.
And it's been a slow start with the ebb and flow, but boy, things are starting to happen. The consistency's happening.
I think so. Good morning, gang.
Yeah.
Am I on now?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, brother. Well, we're sure pumped to have you here this morning, and you know, like you said, it's been a little bit of an ebb and flow, but man, it's about time to go make this thing happen.
Oh, yes. It's been more ebb than flow for us. You know, the season started off. We've been out a couple times, but we got to get out there regularly. We got to get out there to, you know, figure out where the fish are and start getting them. This morning, there seemed to be a lot of boats coming in with a lot of fish.
Yeah. It's really nice to like Corey says, look out the door and see this thing loading them. You know, what's been nice, at least these last few days, is that there's starting to be multiple areas, you know, of where that fish is at, and there's been some big fish out to the west, and there's been some smaller, more, you know, more biting fish down to the south, a little more catchable size, you know, 40 to 90 pounders, and, you know, multiple fish in multiple areas and multiple zones is a good thing. We'll take that.
Oh, yes, yes. That way the fleet isn't all piled in one area.
Yeah, and it gives you that option, you know, if you've got a charter group that just wants to fly the kite for big ones in the daytime, or you've got guys that are gung-ho and want to go, you know, knife jig their butts off all night and catch a bunch of fish, and everything in between gives you some options.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's cool.
At least we have options, you know, and the fish are starting to bite again.
Yeah, we'll take that. So, you're here, Oceanside 95, beautiful, big, big boat, and, you know, iconic boat, been in the fleet for a long time, and now operating out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And how long has it been since you've taken the boat down here to San Diego? You know, it's so iconic with running out of Oceanside and Helgren's, and, you know, you've owned the boat for several years now, and kind of give us a little rundown of the most recent history of the boat.
Well, it's been about 14 years ago. I came upon the boat as the captain, and I worked for 8-9 seasons just running the boat. Then the opportunity arose, and I bought the boat about 5 years ago. Okay. I ran 2 years out of Oceanside, and I've been down here for 3 years now.
That's awesome.
This will be our third season.
And just, you know, this is just such the great zone to, you know, Oceanside, again, great opportunity, but, you know, that boat is so synonymous, especially with you behind the wheel, that great tuna fishing that we've had the last few years. And this just gives you that great jump closer straight south, and that great Everingham Brothers bait that's available. And, you know, when fishing's out to the west, it's still a great straight shot. I mean, a really nice home for that offshore fishing that you guys have done so well with.
Yes, that's why we brought it down here, closer to the fish, and definitely that Everingham bait helps out a lot.
That's for sure. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the boat, if you know, for our listeners and people who haven't had a chance to come fishing with you before. Give us some details. Tell us about the Oceanside 95.
Yeah, some of the history that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, same. Really. We had a really good time before we kicked the mics on.
Yeah, the boat started as a Salty Dog 95. I think Sid Moore built the boat and brought it down to H&M Landing. Don't know how long it was there, but it went over to Seaforth, and I think it was a three-quarter day boat, Seaforth. It was there for a while, then Dick Helgren bought the boat and brought it to Oceanside. Been there for years. It's been there for years. Like I said, we've been down here about 3 years. The 95 is a 95-foot Dittmar Donaldson, very strong boat. It's all stateroom. We have seven passenger staterooms there.
Okay.
And we hold about 40-some people, but we never take that many. Beautiful galley, latest in electronics, and a very, very good boat, very sturdy.
It's big. You know, you can just see it everywhere you go. It's big. It's big between the rails and the house, and the bunks are comfortable, and it's a big, comfortable boat. And like you said, It would carry the 40 great, you know what I mean? Like and not doing that is it's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the when you guys go? What's the most common run that you're doing with the Oceanside 95? Is it multiple days? Do you do overnights? Is it day and a half? Is it a mix of everything? Like what would you say is kind of where you guys find your sweet spot?
We're still looking for that. You know, we do anywhere from overnights to like 3 days or 3.5 days. We thought it would be the day and a half run, but with this fish biting at night, we might have to kind of move our schedule around and accommodate the 2 day.
Yeah, it is strange, you know, like you, and I can't guess how tough it must be for the owner and the operator like yourself to decide how and when and where to do, because right now, today, the most production is at nighttime with the knife jig fishing. But then, you know, these last few days, there's been some good daytime fishing. Everybody would certainly prefer to just stand on the deck in the sunshine and catch them in the daylight, but that's not always the deal. But then the bite changes, and it's all daytime fish. So how in the heck do you figure out, you know, run times and departure and when you do this and when you don't and how you keep crew up and don't and fishing 24 hours a day? Like, it's got to be quite the jigsaw puzzle for the guy behind the wheel.
Oh, yes. It's still a learning curve. You know, I figure we do this and we zig instead of zag.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Do we run this kind of trip and then we put it online and then they're biting at the other time?
Right.
So you just got to throw it all out there and see what sticks on the wall.
Yeah, you really think about it. I mean, 10 years ago, on a day and a half, 2 day trip, fishing at night like that on the tuna grounds was truly unheard of. I mean, it wasn't a part of our fabric, and it's something that we've incorporated, and God, where were we 10 years ago, right? I mean, what were we missing at that point?
Yeah, the quote unquote the day and a half trip, that was always just a thing, you know, albacore fishing to allow you to get to the grounds where, I mean, the whole idea was you got to fish until dark, you know, on your fishing day, yeah. You know, instead of in the old albacore days when it was a long ways down and, you know, it always kind of felt that way. You'd get that afternoon fish and it would start to bite a little bit and you could tell things were happening, but damn it, it's time to go home, and you're driving home feeling like it, yeah. Feeling like you need to be there catching them, and the day and a half gave you that opportunity to fish until dark, and now things are a whole lot different. You're trying to make your pay in the dark.
Yes, yes. You know, still today, because a lot of trips like fishing yellowfin, or if you're out on the Cortez and stuff, you know, your day's over right when it gets dark. But now everybody wants to fish in the dark. They don't know why, but they want to fish in the dark. I mean, I remember it was probably about 6-7 years ago, we're fishing the Tanner, and you leave the bank when it got dark. And one guy stayed around, and he had to go, and he called me, and he goes, dude, they're biting at night. So that, for us, started the night fishing. We, you know, I think we had 4 or 5 on the boat, and we ended up with 49 bluefin.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
How fun is that?
Oh, unbelievable.
That kind of changed it around right there, right? From 4 to 49.
Yes.
Now, you've done a lot of fishing with the boat over the years, and again, you know, you've got such a great reputation for catching these fish offshore, but no stranger to island fishing, and, you know, that boat has spent plenty of time fishing Catalina and Clemente and the likes as well, right?
Yes, this boat's only, since I've been on here, we've only fished Catalina a couple times, a lot of Clemente, and before that, I had the Seahawk LXV, the 65, and we primarily fished Catalina and Clemente.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, certainly going to be a lot of fun and some great fishing. So kind of what has been the rundown of this season lately? You know, lots of fish, but, you know, we talked about a little bit there. It's only been consistent in its inconsistencies. You know, it seems like it starts to get rolling and then, you know, the weather changes or the fish change or they just become bluefin. Kind of what's been the rundown of this season so far?
Just like you said, you know, we get a little consistency, which would be a day or two, and it's biting at a certain time, certain deal, and you get set up for that, and then it changes on you. You know, it's really hard to put a finger on at this point.
I gotcha. Well, we're certainly pumped, and, you know, hopefully, again, this is just that. Hopefully, we've just hit that window where, you know, it bites through till November, and we don't have to worry about it, and it stays nice and steady.
I agree with you, Rick. I mean, you look at the weather that we've had. Truly, I mean, it's kind of, and I'm the inshore guy, right? But it's messed up the inshore a little bit too. Just like it starts to get there, and then it just gets knocked down, and with a little bit of wind event, and climbs back up slowly over the week, and then gets knocked down again. And I mean, it all starts with the offshore. You know what I mean? And
that's the beginning of the season.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's starting to shape up.
Yeah, it's June, and boy, it's been steady for the last several days. Yeah. And, you know, it seems like every night there's catches to be made, and there's always a couple of big hits to go along with it, but everybody's kind of catching them okay. And, you know, we heard from Captain Mike Pritchard yesterday talking about the, you know, one of those other issues is just keeping, which, you know, Rick, maybe speak to that too, like, how difficult it can be sometimes to keep guys fishing all night. You know, like it seems like a great idea. Oh, we're gonna be up nighttime, you know, catching them on the jig. But, you know, the first couple hours of dark, everybody's gung ho about it. But trying to keep the whole gang awake and engaged and fishing hard at nighttime with a full load of people isn't always the easiest program, I'm sure.
No, not at all. What we find is that, right at dark, you know, we don't want to eat dinner, we want to fish, or we want to eat dinner, and then we're going to fish. And they'll go on a bit, and, you know, after two, if you're getting them, they'll stay up. You know,
okay.
The first couple, three stops, they're all charged up. But, you know, a lot of times it bites a certain time of night. You know, it might be 11, might be 12, might be 2 in the morning. And when you finally get them and you don't have enough people on deck, it's hard to keep the school.
That's what, you know, we've heard that plenty, you know, the difference between 20 guys dropping jigs on a school and hanging fish and fish zipping around underwater is a whole different scene than 4 guys and 1 crew member that are, you know, that are up, you know, with a couple of lures going down.
Oh, definitely. I think the more the merrier.
Yeah, that's for sure. So again, Oceanside 95, you guys run out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. mainly open party, mainly charter, boat available for charter? What kind of run does the boat typically do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Open party.
I like it.
Yes.
Open party, charter, and we're available for charter.
Okay, cool. And when you said the boat can hold up to 40 people, what's the ideal charter group that you guys run with? I mean, you've seen it all from too many to not enough. What do you feel is like that ideal size of groups wanting to charter a nice big boat, a big comfortable Dittmar Donaldson, and that holds a lot of bait and go tuna fishing? What's the ideal load, would you say?
Used to be 36.
Okay.
That's what we ran out of Oceanside, 36 people. But with this tuna and stuff, 30, 32 is definitely, the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Anything less, you don't have enough people in the water. Anything more, and you're starting to get more jangles.
Yeah, totally. And again, there's the beauty of a 95-footer. You can have a nice group of guys, construction company, whatever it is. You can have a good group and still have a lot of room and put them in staterooms and be comfortable in a nice big galley. Like it's a unique and really nice platform.
Oh yeah. Well, one of the main things I tell them is, spread out. Use all the 95 feet.
Yeah, totally.
Don't have to be crammed in the stern, especially with this tuna fishing in the night bite. It's just as good in the bow as it is the stern.
That's great. That's a great way to look at it.
No doubt.
Yeah, totally. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show. Really pumped to have Captain Rick in here talking fishing and hanging out with us. And, we're gonna have a really good time today for sure.
A lot of fun. And if you want to join us, it's really cool having Rick in here from the Oceanside 95. Never met the gentleman. A super nice guy and hanging out. And we want you to hang out with us. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. And like always, when you send us a text via the app, it's you definitely want to include your name and telephone number. And we're going to have a fun time. So, again, 213-432-1090. And we'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And having Rick in here is super cool, man. Super knowledgeable guy. Been around for a long time. Rick from the Oceanside 95. And you want to join us? Lines are full at this point, but 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. A ton of texts coming through. And we're giving away.
I was just going to say, clearly a very busy morning already. Phone lines are 100% full. We, you know, obviously keep trying. We got two full hours coming. There's going to be tons of time to get your phones in there. Already lots of texts standing up, but if you thought it was busy trying to get through the phones and get through the text now, it's about to be a whole lot more difficult to get on a Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Rick being so generous, giving a day and a half trip on the Oceanside 95 out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. So, you know, if you've got a two-day going, you can upgrade to a two-day, but any open party trip that there's room on the Oceanside 95.
We'll honor it on any open party trip.
That's it.
So cool, man. What a
super cool.
What an opportunity that is. And Rick, very generous to you. Thank you very much. And I'm sure callers and texters, again, if it was already tough to get through on the lines before, somebody's going to get to go day and a half fishing on the Oceanside 95. Really, really cool. And, man, we're pumped and excited to have you. And, Corey, why don't we jump into the phones and get things started?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Chuck? Chuck getting us started from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. You got one fishy customer right there, man. That smile he's got, that's because he knows where the fish are. Hey, Ricky, it's been a couple years, but he broke in my son. I'm looking at my phone right now. It was November of 2016, his first overnight trip, and we were nailing the tuna at night with big egg sinkers and these giant brown live squid, and man, that was, what was that, 8 years ago? You were already fishing at night, dude. You already had it down. And talk about a safe boat. That's why I broke my kid in on it. The bow is the best bow I know in the league for casting. It's so big that you don't have to worry about the guy on the other side. You know, hey, I'm going out. That's how big the front is. And then the staterooms, the big galley, and there's, you know, in between stops when you don't have nowhere to sit, that's not a problem. He's got the best deck out there. You can put all your rods down, get all ready at night, got proper lighting. I've never had a bad trip.
I'm telling you
guys, you got to do it. You'll get hooked. All right, you guys have a safe time out there, and tight lines to everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Chuck.
How about that for getting us started?
Well, no doubt. I can tell it's difficult. It's going to be a difficult morning to get the text coming through to kind of weed through them, as they say, and only because of this. There are a ton that are exactly like this one. And the first text I was going to read was from our good buddy Danny from Fish Joe. And we've already gotten 25 text messages that all read very similar to this. Love you, Captain Rick. Best captain in boat in SoCal. My favorite captains that fish on the water. That was from Danny and Fish Dope. And there's so many accolades that are piling up for the guys just saying, hey, man, I fished with Rick. Really love him. Great boat, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's so many of those to get through to get to the questions. It's going to be a fun morning for sure.
I agree with you.
Well, let's hop back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed, calling from University City. Good morning, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a question on swim baits, and what I'm wondering is, you know, the conditions, you know, a cloudy sky, a bright sky, and that it always seems that I have the wrong swim bait when I'm out there going for calicos and that. Can you maybe help me on that a little bit?
Oh, my God. Right up my alley. Come on, Ed. That's cloudy, like looking out today, gray sky, cloudy, clean water. Ah, man, it's just... I don't know. What would you use, Rick? I mean, I'd go with a brown bait orange belly. I don't know. What do you?
Yeah, I think that's a good call, and I think that you let the, just like you have said in the past, I think you let the conditions dictate what you're doing, and that clean clear water, clean clear bait, and a little bit dirtier water, a little slower conditions, maybe things down. I mean, I don't know. I've never been the biggest believer in the world that the color is the... I think the color of something is on the list of importance, but I sure don't think it's at the top of it.
Do you like fish and bass, Rick?
Oh, I love fish and bass.
Do you? So swim bait fishing, what would you be?
I would just have a tackle box full of them.
There you
throw
go.
One color.
I like
it. Throw another color. You get bit. You got confidence in that bait, and that'll be your go-to. Also, surface iron is fun. Get them on the surface iron.
Oh,
you're never going to fish
swim
baits.
Yeah, you get that right condition where the kelp's laid down. And
yeah, and you can work a good part of the kelp. The kelp's the current's going. And not to say there's anything wrong with swim baits. It's not like hanging a 6-7 pounder on the sink.
Oh, my God.
But, just go with different colors, you know, like go with the darks maybe and then try. You never know. You know, there's one thing that I've learned in fishing is you never tell a passenger, oh, don't use that. It's not going to work.
That's right. That is if there was ever a way to guarantee you're going to eat your words, it's doing that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm the same. Like, I think you have your array of colors. Corey's always said it best, and it's like the lesson that I've lived by. Like, you don't need to have every single MC in your box, but you have the bases covered. You have some bait fish clears and greens. You have some brown bait colors. You have some red, and you have some that look like a bait fish. And if there's an obvious reason for you to do one or the other, it's crystal clear water and there's a bunch of bait fish swimming around, I'd fish a bait fish color. And if it's that, there's a lot of red crab around, I probably would fish that with a little bit of red in it. But again, I think that, where you put that lure, the reason you put that lure, I think there's so many things that are more important. I think color's on the list. I just don't think it's at the top.
Rick, you said it so cleanly. Because I truly, if you looked at my bag, I don't care if it's El Salto. I don't care if it's fishing La Jolla kelp. I really only carry five colors. Like that, like four, like three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so narrow. Call me narrow-minded. I don't know. It's all good.
I mean,
it just, I keep it simple.
Cover the bases.
Yeah. Light, dark, and clear, and solid. That's it.
I think, Corey, what you're saying is you have confidence in those colors.
That's it.
I think that's the most important thing.
It's like the question, what's your favorite service iron color, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a loaded question.
The one that works.
Yeah, the one that I got attached to.
Well, the one that's got the scrape marks down. Yeah. It's just aluminum color, right?
That's cool. Hey, appreciate the call very much. This is a fun tech game from Mark from Canton, Ohio. My question for Rick, how long have you ran the Oceanside 95? How long have you owned it, and what was your career path that got you to there? And also my question is, what made you bring the boat down to San Diego?
Okay, so I've probably been on there, I'd say, 11 or 12 years. I've owned it for, this will be the fifth season, and why we brought the boat down is, it was a longer run to come to the fish. You know, sometimes we got rationed on bait, sometimes we didn't. Bait's more consistent down here. Fuel's cheaper, I really didn't want to bring the boat down there. I love the cozy little spot Oceanside, and it's close to home, but we just needed to stretch our legs.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
And if you're fishing San Clemente Island every trip, I mean, you're like at a perfect point, right, from Oceanside, but you're not. I mean, that's the whole deal, and we're so fortunate out of San Diego Bay to be, I mean, if the fish are south and in Mexican waters, we're as close as it gets.
Oh, it doesn't get much closer.
If the fish are to the west, it's another 20-mile run out of Oceanside.
Yeah, even down the line. It's about 30-some miles each way.
Yeah.
To go down the line.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's how do you beat being out of San Diego?
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, appreciate the tech very much. How about we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Sam? Sam Colm from Irvine. Good morning, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, Rick. I fished with you in that 2016 bite. I just want to share that on that bite that night, we actually got 55 when I was on the boat, and I got two and handed off one and cut off many times. It was mayhem. Nobody fished like that before. And it was everybody was winding up. The boats were heading in, and Rick goes, I think we had like two or three on board. He goes, hey, the boats are heading in, but if you guys want to stay, we'll fish until we can't. And, I think we left the fishing grounds on a day and a half at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had loaded up on them, and Rick went the extra mile to get what was at that time the best trip I ever had in my life. So, you know, thanks, Rick, and, good luck to you in San Diego.
Well, thank you, Sam.
That's cool.
I think it might have been, I don't know, I remember 49, but a friend of mine, Tino, was running the Freedom, and he just stopped on fish right at dark, and he said they were biting, but he had to go, and I should come over to that area of the bank. It wasn't a very good bite during the day. Went over there, and I think it was almost as good when we left as when we started, and we just needed to get going. But everybody had a really good time, nice grade of fish, and I'm glad you were able to make that trip, Sam.
That's cool, man. What a fun memory. And that was 2016? That's eight years ago. That's getting back, man. And that was kind of like the cycle of this bigger fish biting, and you know, it was the who knew back then that was the start of a whole lot of lost hours of sleep for you and you and the boys on the boat.
That's so true.
All right, wait. Yeah, I had a fun text come through from John in Mira Mesa. It says, "Good morning, Captain Rick. I used to fish 3.5 days on the Oceanside Union 5 back in the early 90s. Back then, the boat didn't have fish holds under the deck, and the crew used to stage fish during the bite, then fillet and pack on big boxes on the ice and into big boxes under ice for the end of the trip. The crew would have to transfer those from gunny sacks to crates and back and forth. It was a whole lot of work, but we had a whole lot of fun. My question is today, how have things changed, and how do you guys handle your fish on the Oceanside 95?
That's a good question. Good question. We now have gel-coated fish holds on the boat. We have RSW per se. We use ice. We use seawater and salt. It's like a slushy. It's more expensive for us to use, but the fish come out. I'll put them up against any long-range boat's fish hold. So it's refrigerated seawater in the sense that it's ice cubes, salt, and water put in a gel coat fish holes.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Yeah, that's cool. And like you say, that fish is coming out under primo, super cold, but also not frozen conditions. So you're not getting a frozen fish to deal with. You're still, you know, you could step off the boat, get your fish up, and, you know, whether you're processing it or taking it to processor, it can be cut right then and right there. But it's that ice-cold core. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, the fish comes off the boat, it almost looks like right when you catch it. We don't lose the color. We don't lose anything.
That's very cool.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's got to be a lot of extra work for you and the crew and an extra expense. I mean, loading that ice every trip?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The crew, we're probably going to go with an RSW, but for the time being, we're liking this, and it's more work for the crew, more work for everybody, but it works out. And the fish holds, like I said, they're beautiful, and the fish love it down there. They come out happy.
That's the only part that it's all about for sure. Well, appreciate the text very much. Let's jump back in, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, how far is Clemente from San Diego now? Or now?
I wouldn't say now because it hasn't changed, but
I think it's probably about the same to the east end as it is from Oceanside, probably 50, 53 miles. The west end, though, is farther. The west end is about, I want to say, 68 miles, where Oceanside, it would probably be about 58.
It's very unique how Clemente is situated on the coast that, like, there is very little difference to get to that island from San Diego, from Oceanside, from Dana Point. You know, I mean, it's just, that runs within 10 miles of, you know, a 50-mile stretch of coastline, and somehow it still takes the same amount of time to get to that place from just about anywhere.
And I've ran there in my skiff, Rick, quite a few times from Mission Bay. And I mean, I've done it from Oceanside, I've done it from Dana Point, and I've done it from Mission Bay. And the hour and a half drive to... through traffic kind of negated the fact that I'd better just go out of Mission Bay, like the extra right. 8 miles on water. And it's, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's just over 60 miles from Mission Bay Jetty.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
To your favorite first cast for catching a calico bass.
Pyramid, right? Okay. So, and then to China is an extra 4 miles.
Yes.
And
yes.
It literally, so every point from that is an additional mile.
Sure.
Like it just builds. So crazy.
It's a long way to go.
It's a long way to go.
But a really special place when it's biting.
Jurassic Park, baby.
That's cool. Yeah. That's
just them swim baits.
I know it. I love it.
And the consistency of big bass that live at that place is close to unrivaled anywhere. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, talk, and obviously you know that it's no stranger here on Let's Talk. We talk about how fantastic the fishing is at Cedros and places like that. And, you know, Cedros it's like a 3-pound calico bass factory. They pump them out like nothing before. But Clemente is unique in that the opportunity for a big fish, you know, a fish over 6 pounds is as good there as anywhere in probably in the whole world.
Here's the thing with Clemente. You could halfway know what you're doing, but you run that 60 miles, and it makes you look like a professional.
That's what I need, man. Sounds good to me.
That's right up my alley, right? So there are more 5 to 7 pounders there than anywhere on this coast. Like, I could promise you that. Maybe I'll take that back. I'll reel that one back in. Maybe Bonitos. Like, Bonitos, Sacramento Reef, Chester's. You know, those places rival, but none of them are 60 miles from San Diego Harbor, right?
Yes.
Rick, exactly. What is it about that out there? Is it just feed? Is it lack of pressure? Is it optimum conditions? Is it all of the above? Like, what is it that kicks out that crazy good fish in there so consistently?
I think a lot of it is the structure, the kelp, definitely the feed, and on the backside there, it gets a little less boat pressure, but for somewhere that gets as much boat pressure, there's nowhere as good as San Clemente Island.
I love it, man. And here's another little tidbit I could give you. I have seen almost every trip over there, and I've never seen, maybe once on the coast I've seen it, but over there, almost every trip I catch a calico, 5 to 7 pounds, that's got lobster antenna hanging out its mouth.
Okay.
Seriously.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, they are feeding on straight protein. I mean, it's just outside of the bait fish, outside of everything else. And the other one I've had, too, is I've had them spit up abalone.
Really?
Seriously.
Wow.
Literally, you put a nice one in the tank, and you just hang on to it for a little bit, and they regurgitate the whole darn abalone.
Really?
Seriously. Like a 4-inch across abalone. And not the shell, but the actual...
Yeah, the meat. The body. The whole, really.
Could you imagine getting pulled over by Fish and Wildlife?
Yeah, try to explain that one.
Well, you see now.
Yeah. So I promise you. That's
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Hey, with that one, we're going to be right back. More from Rick on the Oceanside 95 when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff set with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up and having so much fun. Rick in here, we're giving away a day and a half trip on the Oceanside 95, crazy. Right? Thank you, Rick. And just having a great time. You want to join us? 213-432-1090. We have not been a minute without the lines being full. Isn't that crazy?
That's for sure.
You send us a text via the app. There's already 100 texts that have come through, but go ahead and send it through the app. We're giving away that day and a half trip on the Oceanside 95. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Another great text came through from Jason in San Diego. Says, hey, good morning, Rick and Corey, and to Captain Ricky, what a great show today. My question is on the subject about bait. How do you tell what's good cured bait and what to look for? How can you tell if it's good, if it's big in the bait tank? Also, can you talk about your bait system on the Oceanside 95? If you had a private boat, how do you get a chance to get some of that good cured bait? Also, are there any tricks to getting better bait and how to keep it alive on my private boat? So lots of questions about bait, and a good one from Jason.
It is.
Well, yeah, your best bet is to go to the cash sales over there. That bait's usually even a little better than the bait we get. And when we go into a box, we look how it's working out in the box. If it's kind of circling and culling, you know, we think it's better bait, we'll take a few of the bait out and we'll throw them on deck. And if they're kind of moist and not dry and they're not all beat up, that to us is usually a better bait. But, you know, you never know. Sometimes that really bad bait, that really good bait turns bad and vice versa. If it has a bunch of, like, scabs and stuff on it to begin with, it's not going to get better. You can't redo it. You know, it's just also the pressure down here. You know, there's a lot of boats running, and sometimes most of the time they get pretty good bait, but once in a while, you know, it's just that type of thing.
I could tell you from hauling bait that there's just a time of the year, I don't know what happens, it's not the same time every season. There's a time where the sardine or the anchovy just don't want to be corralled. Like, okay, they, yes. Like you get them in a net, in the same net, and they come to the boat smoothly, calmly, and they load beautifully. But there's a certain, like, two-week period where they just freak out. Huh. Like, they, I don't know if it evolves around their spawn or what they're doing, but they just absolutely, they don't dig it. They're flying everywhere.
Sure.
And so, like you mentioned, Rick, the scabs and the, like, red marks and all that stuff, it comes from them just not being happy and
freaking out on each other, getting into the net, pushing into each other.
That's exactly it. Okay. Like, you can't load them quick enough, and they just don't, they're just not happy, right? And so as a, I mean, what would you do on a whole nother side note, as I'm talking to you, Rick Max, as a private boater, getting to be friendly with the guys on the receiver, being a private boater, how do you get to that good bait?
You be stoked. You start by being stoked with the fact that there's bait to be got in the beginning.
Period.
Our buddy Danny's in Florida. Like, you don't get to always just drive up to somewhere with a couple of $20 bills in your pocket and get loaded up full of bait. So first off, you be stoked that we have it and that we're not having to start every single day with a sabiki catching bait. And like you said, sometimes the bait's not great. It's sure no fault of the guys catching it. You know, it's hot water and it's a high demand and not as much time in the box and yada yada yada. So all that BS aside, there's no secret to it. You know, don't be a jerk in the morning, and the more that you go fishing, the more you throw the guys a couple of bucks afterwards for them getting up extra early and scooping you bait, and maybe you bring them a case of Monsters. I mean, like, how do you become friends with the guys on the barge? That's no secret. Take care of them, you know, like, take care of the boys, be friendly. It's early in the morning, they got up even earlier than you did, and they're scooping bait and they're wet and all those things. So yeah, in terms of taking care of the boys and becoming friendly, well, that's you know, just normal.
That's a no-brainer.
A case of Monster. I like your strategy.
A case of Monster goes a long way, for sure.
And
case of Red Bulls, you know, a couple breakfast burritos in the morning.
You hit the nail on the head right there. Where else? I mean, you're on the receiver. Those guys work 10, 12-hour days. A breakfast burrito that costs you $5.50 goes a lot further than a $20 bill, right?
Yes, it does.
If you're the skiff that pulls up every other week with a breakfast burrito on hand, you know how it doesn't take a long time for those guys to remember, like, hey, remember that dude in the parker that gave us burritos? I see him. He's three back. You know, like, I hope we got him again. You know what I mean? Like,
and by your fifth time, you might have a flag to come up the side, right?
and not even that. Like, those guys deserve to get taken care of. They work their ass off for us. So, I like stuff like that a lot. And then the other thing is, if you know, from a private boater on a boat like mine, where we don't hold a tremendous amount of bait, you know, three scoops at the most is what we hold. If we look at the bait and our assumption is that it's probably not going to be the very best ever, man, give it room, you know, especially in a small boat.
Don't overpack it.
Maybe we can hold three scoops, but if we only put a scoop and a half in there and it lives the whole day, that's a whole lot better than trying to cram three scoops into it and having it all die. You know, and a scoop and a half that lasts you the entire day is tenfold better than only, you know, than trying to force something to happen and then losing it.
You're absolutely right.
I totally agree. Like, we have three tanks above deck and one slammer. We hold 50 to 60 scoops in every tank, but if the bait's good, you can just keep putting it on until you think you're full. But if the bait's not in the best shape, go light.
Because
you get out there and you end up with no bait, versus you end up with not as much as you like. I'd rather go with the not as much as you like.
When you're deciding that scenario happens, Rick, and it's like, oh, well, it's August and the water's hot and all these things, and we're all kicking ass and we're running a bunch, and, you know, the bait hasn't had a ton of time to cure, and it's a time that you're deciding we should probably go light. Do you do that based on just knowing, hey, well, normally we put 100 swings into these tanks, so let's just only put 50, or is the bait doing something in the tank that lets you know we don't want to, you know, we want to put less or we want to put more in there?
Pretty much both. You know, we're definitely going to put in less, but we're going to look at the flashlight and see how it's doing in there. Once it starts getting a little bit angry and, you know, we know it's going to scab up and get a red nose, and, you know, we want to pull back on that. We just want to let it breathe, and you can kind of see your bait in the tank. If it starts circling as good, if it's running different directions, you might have too much in there at that point.
Okay. I've seen, you know, guys like yourself a lot of times grab that spotlight and flashlight and look into it. Is that what you're looking for? I mean, it's not necessarily the quantity, but what the bait's doing, or what is it exactly that you're trying to identify when you're shining that light in there?
A little bit is quantity, but it's basically what the bait's doing.
Okay.
And how it's reacting to the water. A lot of times, you know, you look at it in the net, it looks fine, and it hits your tanks and it starts scaling up and doing all sorts of weird things, and you just want to slow down the process.
Okay. That's a good call, too, yeah.
It is, that is. And as a private boater, you could also, you know, if a couple of those are dying, I mean, you can put them in a bucket, keep them on the side. If you're just an hour from fishing, they'll be great. Chopped up and chunked, or keep them in a bag and put them on ice and save. If you're, you know, a few hours from the grounds, you could do that, and you never know what that'll reward you at the end of the day. I mean, it could be your day.
That's a great call.
That's
too,
a private
sure.
boater.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and like I say, I mean, again, you want to talk about an important part of the day. Like, it's something that can easily be taken for granted,
yeah.
but you know, it oftentimes is the most important part on a skiff. Like, loading the bait right, keeping it right. I mean, that extra little bit of care that you take in the morning can make a, you know, can pay huge dividends. And I always say the same thing, like, you know, it's so common for you to get there and get your bait loaded on, and then the second that the bait's in that tank, the boat goes blasting away at 40 miles an hour out to the grounds, and then you get to wherever you want to start and then shut the boat down and start tying hooks on and tying jigs on and all those things. Like, do that order in opposite. Like, get your bait on the boat and just float around for a while and let it settle down, and maybe put your wash down hose in there and get a little extra oxygen, a little extra flow in there, and like let that bait settle while you're tying everything up, and then go, you know, make your way out there, and don't blast it and beat it up. Like, it is what is going to catch you your fish, man. Take as good a care of that as you possibly can.
I completely agree with you.
I agree too, and
with all that being said, Rick, if you haven't invested in a Pacific bait tank and been associated with Mark Wish like that, I mean, I make swim baits, right, for a living, but what's second in my mind?
Sure.
Is live bait. And I have seriously not, like, pinned on a chovy or sardine in decades, right? But it's still at the bottom of my heart. Like it's right there.
Yeah.
And keeping it alive. And the whole bait system could be detrimental to what you're doing too, like the inflow, the overflow, the way the water's coming in, it might be too much.
Totally.
And talking with somebody like Mark Wish could help your game.
He built our bait system up also, and we love it. And man, I can't tell you the number of days that we have been out and whatever, you get back and you hear the guys griping in the tackle store the next day, the bait suck. Man, we were in the same line. We were in the same line that you were. And
out of the same crowd, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get any special box, you know, hidden away from me. And like, but if you take the time and you load it right and you have it in a good bait tank and it's getting proper flow, like, yeah, exactly.
And Rick, you didn't think about that until I mentioned it, right? Like, you don't think about how good your bait tank is because it's not giving you issues.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You set it up right the right way, and it just takes care of you.
Done.
That's it, man. I dig it. Well, with that said, speaking of good bait and good fishing, let's find out what's biting, Corey.
All right. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough to get bit and is not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Right.
And we've got the man, Mr. Brian Woolley.
Dana Ware Sport Fishing. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
We're having
good morning,
a great
morning.
Yeah, having a great time this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Woolley.
And what's up, Slapkin? How are you, man? Good to hear
I'm
your voice.
Good. How are you?
Good, brother. All good here, man. Well, hey, our stretch of the beach this week, you know, we hammered through another sunless week again here, sunny ocean, sunny part of our coast here. It's crazy. Maybe sometime we'll see it this summer. I don't know.
What's up with that? Soon.
But still some red tide conditions, still kind of lingering a little bit, but water temps were up a little bit for us this week. 64 degrees was our steady water temp along our little stretch of coast here. And with that calico bass fishing improved. A little bit of a slight uptick in that water temp, some action on the live sardines fished at or near the surface. Guys, it's a small slider. We're getting some bites on that live bait. I think I saw a little halibut action in the shallows, which was kind of a good sight to see, and then a little sand bass and sculpin for those guys that wanted to go the different route and fish down near the bottom. Three-quarter day still on the rockfish program. Excellent rockfish for us this week out there on that 14-mile bank. It's biting, and it was some real nice quality on that stuff. Again, the bait fished well. The guys fishing the artificial stuff, those jigs, 300 to 400 gram jigs, fished really well for the dudes out there that wanted to go that route. but no problem getting to the bottom in 100 fathom, 120 fathom with a 16-ounce sinker this week out there. So it was nice, good conditions. Local cod scene here, kind of closer to home, is a little bit slower with a lot of bait out here on this deep part bottom. Some krill, some sardines, just lots of stuff kind of moving around out this deep part bottom. So these fish have been a little harder to catch here locally. But the bass fishing here inside Camp Pendleton, we're just giving that a little look here, too. That's starting to get relevant with that water warming up. Some good kelp in some areas that we haven't seen kelp in a long time. We were in that zone yesterday. We're going to get back in there at some point in our day today and go check it out. But a little streaky red tide in there still, but it's trying really hard to kind of clear itself out, which is what it really needs. And over at Clemente, the Fury, he chipped away at the yellows a day or two this week, you know, seeing some good schools of fish in, you know, different zones of the island. So that's been a good sign, too. That stuff's starting to kind of fill in and bite a little bit. And that fish was caught on the live baits, surface iron, and the yo-yo jig. And the bass fishing, obviously, over there has been pretty good, too. And then that fallback on the rockfish for some of those groups this week that wanted to do that was very good as well. So good signal across the board for us pretty much everywhere. We're just, again, sunshine. We need some good sunshine to warm things up and get some water exchange and that kind of stuff, too. So some small strides in the right direction, and we're looking forward to another week. So give us a call here. If you want to hop on a boat, definitely want to make reservations now. School's out here locally for us here in our stretch. So call and make a reservation. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawarf.com.
Willie, I dig it, man. Strides in the right direction are all we're after. And what, yeah, it's
64 degree, man. That sounds like the right direction to me, Willie.
It's sunny day in a point, man. What are we talking? What is this no wind, no sun BS? Like, this is like the sun capital of the earth. Like, it's supposed to be beautiful there.
It's crazy. You know, you go around the corner in the freeway to San Juan, and it's sunny, and it's out here. Just haven't seen it quite yet, so it'll happen.
This week, man, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Thanks, brother. Beautiful sunny skies and bass flipping in the kelp line and good fishing to be had. Well, a great report, as always, Willie. Appreciate it, and plenty of highlights for this past week, and I think we're going in the right direction. Appreciate you very much, buddy. Roger. Talk to you next week.
All right, boys. See ya. Have a great week.
Thanks, Willie.
Yeah. All right, great. Later, guys.
From there, we've got the man, my favorite report of the week, Mr. Gundy Gunderson, Surf Guru. Good morning,
Gundy. What's up, gentlemen?
Gundy, how are you? Good morning.
Man, I was sounding like a broken record waiting on this water temperature to move, and we finally had some significant movement. Like Willie said, we had some water temps up to 64, some water temps in the lagoons and bays, 67, 69. So with that, we had some better fishing. The only section that was a little bit slow was up north. Hook, line, sinker reported overcast skies, cool water temps, no wind up there, but just nothing really to shake things up. Water temps still below 60. Best bet was barred perch fishing, 6 to 10-inch fish, a few 12-inch fish, a few nicer halibut. I think they had a 31-inch fish taken near the Goleta Pier on a hard jerkbait, a 32-inch fish off of, what do they call it, Long Point on a drop shot zoom fluke. Big fish in Seal Beach, though, was the news this week. And, you know, we saw that bite in San Diego and some of the lagoons, that bite in the deeper channels, live bait bite, and that's really developed up there. The guys are they're scoring some nice fish in Alamitos Bay, Huntington Harbor, L.A. Harbor, fishing the deeper channels. The shop, Big Fish, is holding the halibut derby, and they checked in a 41-inch fish yesterday. That's 20-pound class, maybe 25-pound. I don't know what you think, Corey, something like that.
Yeah.
They also checked in a 40-inch, a 38, a 36.
Whoa.
This last week. It's a live smelt bite. The guys are fishing the live smelt. Like I said, most of the fish located in the deeper channels near the harbor mouth. So the beach bite's decent up there, but mostly 18 to 20-inch fish. But, you know, if you're trophy hunting, that's where you want to look. That 72nd place jetty is a real ideal spot to get at that channel mouth. That's a good spot for the shore fisher. Hogan reported good mixed bag fishing in and around Dana Point Harbor, starting to show a lot of croakers, yellowfin croakers, spotfin croaker, halibut, some short white sea bass, a good sign, pretty good bass fishing, sand bass, bay bass, that kind of thing. And then, you know, we were marveling at the 7-pound spotfin last week. Well, you can forget about that. They, this week, they posted a 9-pound stick-down spot in, that Pacific Coast Derby. I mean, we're talking, is trophy fishing. They have 2 7-pounders on the board, and if you got a 5-pounder, save it. You know what I mean?
Wow, Gundy, that's wild.
Yeah, the fish was taken that same area we've been talking about near the Oceanside Pier, and I'm telling you, you know, long rod or along the pier, you know, don't go light when you got fish this size. You got to fish probably 15, 17 pound test, something like that. Boy, if you want to get a big one, now is the time.
That's incredible, nice spot, Gundy. Yeah. That halibut, you had my attention with the halibut, and we forget that, and I know you know, Gundy, the halibut are so associated with harbors and bays because that's their natural, like, spawning area, like getting into the Bolsa Chica Inlet and all those river mouths, like it's the Del Mar River mouth. You look up and down our coast, and it's littered with lagoons and inlets, and San Diego Bay being a natural bay, Mission Bay, and all the way up north, Newport. All these bays is just a natural spot, and you got my attention, buddy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it tends to be these spawning fish, but you find those bigger hens there, you know, where that serious spawning, and you know, these are 20-pound class fish.
That's so rad. It's wild how you see it, Gundy. You know, we've, I don't want to say suffered through, but we've been through several weeks of, you know, not ideal condition, and, you know, you're scratching to put the report together and all this fishing, and it's just wild how the ocean just turns itself on like that, you know, and that's what I'm saying, we've had the first week of great, you know, not really nice to talk about how good the tuna fish have been biting offshore, and, you know, and then the surf report just follows suit, you know, when it's on, and it's June, like, it's all the things that it's supposed to be right now. I love it. What a great report.
Well, it's comforting fishing, isn't it? Because these are things we know and we can predict, you know, unlike most other things in life.
That's good stuff, Gundy.
Yeah, great report, bud.
All
right, it's time to get after it.
You work extremely hard putting it all together, and we appreciate it. And it's no joke. It's my favorite report of the week, Gundy. Look forward to next week.
I appreciate that, guys. Have a nice week.
All right, buddy. That's awesome, man. What a wrap to the catch report, huh?
It is, and it's time to get your gear ready for summer. Check surffishtackle.com for the newest surf fishing gear, and fishthesurf.com to help make you a better surf angler.
Yeah, no doubt about that, bro.
And we'll be right back, man. If that didn't get you fired up, wait till the next hour. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun. and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Steph Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independencesportfishing.com.